Time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Debate physics also, but that's the trick. The debate. And who gets to have the debate? And when will the debate happen? So, it is a curious fact that this Mythbusters episode happened. It basically proved, it's pretty convincing evidence, let's just say. It's a pretty good piece of evidence that kinetic energy theory, 1/2 mv squared, doesn't happen. It's not a real thing. It's just a myth. It's just kind of funny. The show is called Mythbusters. It could be argued, that if you really look at the history of mv squared, it's all full of mystical kind of stuff. The original description was the living force. The guy who believed it, really religious, crazy, almost religious. No real evidence provided, silly clay experiments. sillier ones, maybe, I don't know. Really bad theory, really bad science, really bad logic. Something as simple as a lever, an everyday device, sort of indicates that this really doesn't work. Because levers will allow you to move masses into all kinds of different locations and it'll balance perfectly, things going twice as fast. It kind of proves again, you can just do it on a lever. You can have something half the mass moving twice the speed. You can put the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour and the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour and the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour on the lever and prove they have the same energy. Lots of examples, and so here they did an episode TV show. These are basically science nerds that would watch this kind of show, and yet there's just absolutely no conversation. They pretty much proved it's bullshit, and proved it a couple of different ways, frankly. They crushed cars and they crushed clay. Now, they could have crushed a can. They could have put a spring in there, and just done it with springs. And it would have just shown that, all you got is momentum. All you have is weight. Springs are compressed by weight, and they're expanded by weight proportionally. You get the same results. The case would be substantially proven. It's a substantial piece of evidence. And yet, people will argue about it. There's some commenters who point out, you're only using one spring in the one case and you're using two springs in the other case, and obviously the two springs compress half the compression in each spring. And I thought of that as I've been making the same argument, and you can take it one step further and say, when you're doing these kind of experiments with springs, maybe that's the way to do it. Instead of compressing the same spring twice as much or three or four times as much, which puts a lot of stress on the spring and might not give you the perfect results, take the same spring, and just add more springs. And the more springs you add, the more you divide, by 50%, and you don't have to really worry about the spring constant. But anyway, that's a whole different, just a way of doing experiments better. So, yes, I'm quite confident if they used springs, they would have got the same exact results. They used bananas, they would have got the same results. There's no way to measure the energy accurately and get, anything other than the results that I think the lever proves, you already have a simple device, a lever. Everybody should know it's not a free energy device. It can just do conversions. You can just convert one kind of motion into another kind of motion, and it'll be exactly the same energy in the two motions, except for the little bit you're losing to the earth, the fulcrum. But it just can convert. It can't make energy. And if it were, and if you believe, in your 1/2 mv squared, then you'd have to accept that the lever, in fact, can take, weak motion by heavy things and convert it into strong motion. That it can convert the 2 joules of the gun's recoil into 2,000 joules of the bullet. That somehow, a motion on one side of the lever, high torque, can create, 4 times more joules or 8 times more joules or 10 times more joules. It's a free energy device, overtly. And there's been no counter arguments to any of these arguments. So you I'm sitting here thinking about it and just wondering, okay, so they basically did do an experiment on TV. You know, you could argue millions of people saw it, and nobody saw this as an opportunity to say, hey, doesn't this pretty much prove MV squared is a nonsense? Nobody said it? You know, nobody sat there and said, this is probably a good thing to argue. If you want to argue a myth, MV squared is a good myth to bust. So why isn't anybody busting it? And so the fact that all these other science-related channels, like the Thunderfoots and the other people like that, you know, probably saw this video. It didn't strike them as, hey, maybe this is a good subject. The Veritasiums, none of them said, hey, you know, that's pretty convincing evidence that MV squared doesn't work. I mean, they crushed the cars even. You know, and even the cars didn't show it. You know, even though they got all kinds of steel and weird things in them, even they, you know, showed, nah, it's only twice as much energy. It's not four times as much energy. Even the cars, you know. And I, you know, I'm saying to myself, well, what will it take? I mean, here's a pretty good piece of evidence. Let's say I redo these experiments and I prove it. You know, I prove these experiments. I just basically do the experiments again, except I do them better with springs and stuff. You know, I do them something. I mean, this is very good clay. If you look at the clay, it's so consistent. So at least they did use a really good clay. I mean, there's no air bubbles. There's no bullshit in it. It almost looks like rubber. It's so fine. But anyway. So yeah, let's say I find something better to stick between the two, you know, I don't see the point of having two masses. Just smash the thing in, do the spring thing. That'll tell you the answer. Yeah, but let's just say I do the experiment very well. I'm not really probably going to do it better than this. So, I mean, we got this piece of evidence. We'll have some other piece of evidence look just as good. And again, I would argue that all the physics type people, the people who really care about physics, who give a shit about understanding any of the actual logic of physics, you know, the actual motion of stuff moving through things. I mean, if they can't figure out that a lever isn't a very smart device, it's not a very complicated device, and you could argue that, you know, this side isn't sending much information to this side. It can only really just send pressure. You know, it can only send weight. You know, this side, you could just say, okay, all I can do is feel weight on this side. I can't feel anything else, but it's weight, and its weight's being created in gravity. Because if I put it this way, you know, nothing's going to change. You know, there's no weight. They're not going to weigh anything. I'll put the item down, it's not going to weigh anything. So all I'm feeling is weight. And weight is just velocity. So if it gives something a velocity, like I said, half the mass, twice the velocity, it's going to weigh the same. And, you know, these are all proven kind of experiments. I mean, I did the four times the height, you drop it on a scale, it weighs twice as much. Just a fact. Okay, so if I drop something from this high, and, you know, and it weighs 100 pounds, and I drop it from four times higher, it only weighs 200 pounds. Just a fact. And this is like something Galileo knew. So you can all go back to Descartes and Galileo, you know, for some of these experiments. And you're still confused, or you're still arguing in defense of this myth, this silly myth by a religious kook who basically said your physics is too atheist. You know, he needed a counter physics because your physics was looking too ungodly. This is the guy you're backing in this argument. You know. And so, yeah, so I say, what's the point? Is there some point for any human being to stand up and say, please, will you take a look at this and try to be rational? Here's a piece of evidence. I mean, it's real evidence. You know, can you be reasonable? Can you? Or are you just going to sit there and tell me Allah is God or whatever, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, shout your religion. So, yeah, so it's a really bad circumstance. And then you have this, the Brozo loony keeps trying to pervert the truth. He doesn't counter-argue anything. He doesn't explain anything. He doesn't know any physics. You know, so he just says, levers make free energy if I, my experiments say so. You know, and they're a mess, and they're all over the place, and he calls them proofs. He gets answers that are all inconsistent by 25%. I mean, 25% inconsistency in his experiments. And then calls it a proof. I mean, yeah. And this other Despair guy claims, I don't know any physics. I'm just playing with my Faro cell. You know, he's just a Ken Wheeler saying, look at the pretty pictures. I can make it do things. It's a, like he's like Etch-a-Sketch or something. I mean, he's just, you know, he's taking kids' toys to show us the physics. And he doesn't have any theory, he doesn't have any knowledge. He doesn't know that, you know, well, if you're going to make a pendulum, you got to try to keep the masses on the same plane. You know, if you start putting bars on the lever, that's a compound lever. Now you're turning the motion, you're turning the weight this way, up and down, into weight sideways. It's not the same thing. You got to try to evade that. Try to keep everything in the center. Keep the center of mass consistent. These are little important details. Couldn't care less. Doesn't want to know any of that stuff first. I mean, it's all this carting before the horsing. You know, you really do need to know the theory before you can do the experiment. Now, these guys did these experiments, and yeah, I'd say they kind of messed up on some theory. Yeah. I mean, using two objects and squeezing it in between the two objects has a little bit of a theoretical glitch to it. In the sense that, you know, when your first item hits the steel bar, it might tend to bounce. There is a little elasticity. And so now you're creating motion in this direction and motion in this direction. So you're compounding things a little, which is not perfect. So, I mean, that's not too brilliant. You know, you want to have as few of those kind of variables introduced as possible. So there was really no good reason to do it the way they did it. And the fact that they did it that way mean that, you know, that when they took two 50-mile-an-hour crashes, they had two springs, and it was just so obvious, well, you're measuring it with two springs. And the guy's statement was, basically, well, two 50-mile-an-hour crashes equals one 100-mile-an-hour crash. And the key word is one crash at 100 miles an hour. Well, that means you need one spring in between the 250s. One spring in between the 250s will measure 100 pounds. Let's say it was 50 pounds for the 50-mile-an-hour crashes. Well, you will double the pressure. You will double the impact pressure if you measure it with one spring. I mean, it's things that are just so simple, so obvious. So I'm saying this is how dismal this circumstance really is that this show, viewed by millions of people, lots of them scientifically literate, and they can't even figure this little kind of, you know, these simple things out. And so in all of that noise that, you know, even the big broadcasters aren't doing rational, you know, what's the chance of the you know, this low watt, you know, arena being anywhere close to rational? So yeah, it's a pretty dismal statement. I don't know how the historical record is going to look at this as anything other but wow. Wow. I mean, they broadcasted it right in front of you, millions of views, and nobody could figure out that this is a real subject. Nobody could figure out that it's time to fix the physics. No one? I mean, you know, not even barely a peep. I can't find a peep, frankly. I mean, I can't find anybody peeping about how, well, didn't you just prove kinetic energy is wrong? You know, pretty much proved it. I mean, it's pretty good evidence, pretty hard, pretty, who can sit there and come up with some sort of crapola to justify the fact that that's nowhere near four times the energy, and it's right on half. I mean, it's so close to being a perfect half the energy experiment. I mean, it's the results are so consistent and so close. So, yeah, that's where we are, and it's really depressing. and discouraging. So, I mean, maybe, you know, we haven't heard anything from Pirro. Why doesn't Pirro explain why these results are so far off? Why, how are they not even close? Now, he won't explain a lever either, so he won't take up any of these challenges. But I mean, it's not even close. And it's really fundamental physics. I mean, this is really important. This is, you know, everybody acknowledges that plus and minus is wrong. I mean, there's no one thinking that, oh, okay, yeah, the plus and the minus in electricity is assigned properly. Everybody knows that when they're connecting to the negative end, they're really connecting to the positive end. You know, come on, we all know that. Yeah, that's where the electrons are coming from. There's more of them there. Okay. Yeah, like of silence, right? You've got nothing to say. Okay, I get that part. Nothing civil, nothing rational, no counter argument will be provided, no counter evidence of any credibility will be provided. I mean, this clearly is a huge debunk of any clay experiments from the 1700s. I mean, dropping things into clay, things that have a shape, no less. You know, dropping shaped objects inside of clay. I mean, you can understand there's lots of problems dropping stuff into clay because, yeah, it depends on how thick the clay is, right? I mean, how much pressure there is pushing in these other directions will decide how far you can push in those directions. So, yeah, that's a problem. Where this, squishing the clay, it's all one conversion. You're taking energy this way and you're purely converting it to energy that way. So it's one, there's only one variable, squishability, how much, you know, you know, how easy it is to push clay that way. All right, anyway, so that's a preface. I guess I'll read some comments off the website, but yeah, they're really, it's quite discouraging, like I said, that millions of people watch this video and it's still not a subject. It's not even, you can't even broach the subject. You can't even suggest that MV squared is a debunkable myth, that it really isn't real. It doesn't show up in the real world. It's not real physics. It's not real science. It's just a fable. It's just a little hunk of religious dogma shoved into the middle of your science. And you should unshove it. Yeah, and you should inspect a lot of your physics, because clearly you don't have a very good physics filter. Your filter for bullshit sucks. And that'll turn up in the slit experiments and all the other fables of physics. So that's really all this is really. I probably should just change the name of the channel to Fables of Physics. Because they're just a bunch of fables. It's a bunch of little nursery rhymes. This isn't science. It's just BS. Magical, wooey BS. Shit. And nobody. What are you going to say? Nobody's honest or rational? Because what do you have to? You don't have to be that honest or that rational to say, you know what? That is a pretty compelling piece of evidence. I mean, they do a TV show, they waste all the money to smash cars into each other, and the cars are showing, nope, it's twice the energy. And then they make a little clay smasher, and it shows really precisely twice the energy. No sign of the four times magic. And then you could argue that, you know, if they had any kind of, like, some drawing paper or graph paper, that they could sort of just figure out that a lever actually can do, you know, theoretically, if I can make the lever out of a perfect material, you know, perfectly light and perfectly rigid, that I could actually make the gun bullet. I could actually make that happen. I could actually have the energy of the gun's recoil make the bullet go 10,000 miles an hour. I could take something going a mile an hour and I could turn it into 10,000 miles an hour by just making its mass 100,000 times smaller. and the lever would do it. Because it's just about momentum. Just about mass and velocity. That's all. There's no squaring. There's no halving. Just mass and velocity. That's what the universe runs on. I mean, that simple statement is going to be absolutely true. It was true a billion years ago. It's going to be true a billion years from now. It's the truth. The aliens will tell you so. Okay, they won't talk about warp drive. They'll talk about, no, it's just mass and velocity. That's everything in the universe. Just find out how much it weighs and how fast it's going, and you know how much energy it represents. The end. And if you want to convert it, well, you just do the conversion like you do with money. 2 nickels equals 1 dime. You know, not hard at all to do. You know, 1,000 single dollar bills equals $1,000 bill. It's not hard to do. Alright, so, one decent comment, I think. I don't know, I didn't read it yet, but the rest are all crap. Let's just see. Okay. Your push theory of gravity is intriguing, but why would you feel the effect of gravity when you are inside your house? It's the idea of the atom being mostly empty space. And by mostly empty space, you're talking about a million pieces of empty space for one little piece of full space. So it's a huge vacuum. It's not like a little vacuum inside of an atom. It's a huge vacuum. You're talking about a grain of rice in a football field. So you have a football field and you have one grain of rice and the rest of the space is empty. So even if you have a gazillion other grains of rice, what do you think the odds are, right? You're throwing a bag of rice into a football stadium. I mean, what's the odds that your grain of rice is going to hit a grain of rice twice? What's the odds of one grain of rice getting hit twice? Pretty small. And what happens if it does get hit twice? Well, it moves twice as fast, okay? So it's going to do twice as much work. So it doesn't really matter. So the point is that the push can't be evaded, okay? You can't not get pushed because there's so much rice. So it will hit eventually. And if it hits the same place twice, it just gives it twice the velocity. So that's the same thing as two grains of rice going half the speed. So again, it's all momentum. So you can't undo the amount of momentum that's going through a certain amount of space. And it doesn't matter how thick the space is. It doesn't matter how thin it is. It doesn't matter how thick it is. All right. I think that's, you know, an answer to your question. Wouldn't the roof create some shadow of a force? Right. It's such a tiny, insignificant amount of matter. But of course it is. That's exactly true. The roof is actually another piece of matter. So if I dig a hole and I go down inside the hole, what do you think happens? The gravity of the dirt above me starts pulling me up. But there's so much more dirt below me that, yes, of course, it's another 9 million to 1 situation. You have 9 million little pullers versus one puller. Obviously, you barely even notice the one puller. But it's a fact that it's there. So yes, it would, but it's so much less mass than the whole mass of the Earth. You understand, the roof compared to the mass of the whole Earth below you? I mean, it's, you know, that tug of war. I mean, that's one person against a trillion people. Obviously, the roof isn't going to win. I'm asking rhetorically. Oh, well, that's not very useful. Sorry. So wouldn't you be left with some kind of force bits that are almost like neutrinos? No, there's no... Whatever you think a neutrino is leftover energy. It's like two photons or something. It's not a real particle. It's not, you know, it's not enough energy to be an electron, and it's too much energy to be a single photon. So they stuck it in between in this whatever this stupid is, this nomad's land. Okay, but it's like two photons. Okay, they very rarely interact with matter. Well, so again, says you. Okay, I mean, they have so little evidence to justify any of this, and you're going to sit there and waste my time with it. You know, I mean, it's so much less evidence than all the other crap you claim to be true. Like the unrepeated Eddington experiment. Do you really think photons are twice as bent by gravity? I mean, where's your piece of evidence? You really don't have any. Okay, it's just so sad that people buy this stuff without even the tiniest bit of skepticism. Let's see. With enough mass, eventually enough get blocked to create this disparity in force to explain gravity. I mean, too silly. I'm just sorry. There's no reason to accept the existence of anything called a neutrino. But clearly, yes, the argument would be is neutrinos are real in the sense that the energy is real. And yes, the energy we don't see is gravity. That's right. And I'm all arguing that the whole magnetism is gravity. These magnets don't contain any energy. They don't hold any power. All they're taking is the energy already coming in, the gravitational energy, and they're polarizing it. That's where the magnet gets the power from. It's polarizing a force that already exists. The magnet isn't doing anything. The magnet's just reflecting. So it's taking purple that comes in and it's changing it to blue and red. And by changing it to blue and red, other magnets are intensely interested now. You know, so it's just about creating polarization out of a force that already exists. But do I need to call gravity neutrino? No, I don't need to do that. All right. Very, very rarely interact with matter with enough mass. Okay. But not enough to be blocked by your roof. But not enough to be blocked by your roof, okay? I don't even know what that means. No. But you are also saying they seem to interact with subatomic levels to explain things like force holding protons together in the nucleus. Look, I can only explain the theory over and over and over again. You know, but yeah, I made a video, okay? It's on YouTube like two videos ago. Going over the whole idea of the force being polarized. 2 + 2 + 2 physics. Two kinds of force, two kinds of matter, two kinds of interactions. There, done. All right, anyway, it seems like there's just no point. Anyway, I mean, there's no point in talking to people. Seems like something hitting the nucleus of one atom enough to do that would likely not be passing through the Earth. Everything passes through everything with if you're going to argue it with energy, right? And the energy is never destroyed. So the argument is that the little force bits are never destroyed. So they're either moving freely through space, going the speed of light, or they're pushing an electron, or they're pushing a proton. And if they're pushing an electron or a proton, they're pushing it at a much slower speed. They're not going the speed of light anymore. That creates an obvious differential. So if you have matter, you can understand that, well, then all the force where the matter is moving slower than the speed of light. So therefore, it has less energy by just logic. While it's moving matter, it's a little bit duller. And that's the differential between, you know, what comes out of the Earth and what went into the Earth. Because the force, the energy, is busy moving a bunch of matter inside the Earth. And that's why it's hot as hell down there. All right. And obviously many have to pass through like neutrinos. So you just keep bringing up this bullshit word. Otherwise, we wouldn't be observing higher levels of gravity elsewhere, whatever that means. All right. I mean, obviously the density of your matter. So how much matter, if you're standing on a mountain or you're standing on a big giant mountain full of lead, obviously there'll be more gravity because you have more mass, more electrons and protons to move. If you're moving more electrons and protons, that means you've absorbed more force that would have been going the speed of light, but it isn't because it's moving matter. All right. In other words, if you had, you know, this really doesn't work in text. You know, these people who want to argue these complex ideas in text arguments is really pretty lame. Anyway, in other words, if you had a globe the size of the Earth but was largely hollow, would it have the same gravity according to your theory? If the mass is the same, the outside will be the same. The problem is the inside won't be, okay? The inside isn't going to be, the gravity on the inside will be negated by the fact that you're inside of a closed system that's doing the yin-yang. So one side's going to be pushing you harder, it's going to have more pushers pushing weakly, you know, you're exposed to more mass pushing weak, and the other side's going to have less mass, but they're pushing harder because you're closer to them. And that's always going to equalize. So anywhere inside the Earth, gravity would be negated in the sense that you won't see it. You're still going to be influenced. You're still gravitationally being affected. But the fact is that the two gravities, the yin and the yang side of the Earth, the up and down, the left, right, the forward, back, whatever you want, however you want to define it, from all those angles, you have the same situation. You have 100 people pulling with 1/100th of the force, and then you have 10 people on the other side, or you have one person on the other side pulling with 100 times the force. You're equalized. You're getting pushed both ways equally. It's the same deficit in both directions. You're basically just saying you're between two bodies. You're between the moon and the Earth. You know, it's that position. And the fact is no matter where you move, it's going to be that same position, because no matter where you move, you're changing the size of the Earth and the moon. Inside of the body, you could sort of understand that no matter where you move, you're changing the size, the appearance of the objects. And so obviously, if one side needs to get bigger, it gets bigger. The other side gets smaller. So you're just changing the size of the moon and the Earth, and you're always going to be in between two objects that are going to expose you to the same differential in the force. Okay. The conventional theory, let's see. But the Earth was largely hollow. Would it have the same gravity according to your theory? Well, like I said, the outside will have the same gravity, but the inside will be quite different. The conventional theory would be that it would have much less gravity. No, that's not the conventional theory. The conventional theory says if it's the same mass and all you've done is put it on the outside of the Earth and made a ring, outside, standing on the Earth, you couldn't tell the difference if the Earth was hollow and, you know, if it had encephalitis, you know, if its whole substance was pushed onto the edges. You couldn't tell on the outside, but you could tell on the inside. All right. But according to you, it would still cast a big shadow unless, as I say, the force bits are slippery like neutrinos. So you're wrong to say that conventional theory says, okay? I don't think you can show me a link where conventional theory says it matters whether the Earth is hollow or not. Because I don't think it says that, I mean, from the outside. I mean, the moon could be hollow and it just doesn't matter. All we know is it has a mass. If it's hollow, it's not going to change that mass. So the mass is creating its gravity. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just thinking, is there some reason why it would change the mass, the gravity on the outside? It can't really change it. You're exposed to the same amount. You can't change the spherical outside. It can only radiate the energy from a point source. It's always coming from a point source. So the point source is a theoretical thing. You're making it up, but it always fits. So it doesn't matter what's really there. As long as the mass is the same, then you're always going to be able to use the point source argument. It's a point source. All right. Look at all this crap. Anyway, it's a lot of crap, wasn't it? All right, here's another comment. Why are you hypocritical? What? And will conjure up any ridiculous excuses imaginable for experiments that prove you wrong. So again, this argument that I've been proven wrong by experiments that don't get accurate results, you know, 25% off kind of experiments, I don't think I have any obligation to say I've been proven wrong by experiments that bad. And then the fact that they're filthy and sloppy and they don't obey any kind of reasoning, like I'm going to compare an arrow with a point on it, to an arrow that doesn't have a point on it, and say that's a fair experiment. I'm going to move a lever, you know, I'm going to wobble a lever, and I'm going to take the other lever, not wobble it, and then say, look, they have a different period. Yeah, well, duh. I mean, I'm going to do really stupid things in your proof. So I'm just saying your proofs are garbage. Now, go ahead and link to one if you want to. But I've already debunked the Brozo crap, and it's just that crap. And what you haven't done is provided any counter-argument for any of the experiments I've shown. So, you know, who's the hypocrite here? I've done my job to debunk and explain why I don't have much confidence in Stephen Bro as an experimentalist, and I certainly have no confidence in his insane, just overtly lying statements where he says he proves something with an experiment that proves me right. I mean, you know, and he's done that more than once. I mean, experiments that prove me right, he's claiming do something else, and it's just a lie. Okay. But never do anything of the sort for experiments that are in line with your theory. So, of course, I do. I mean, I'm sitting there, I just pointed out how the Mythbusters, I think it would have been better to use springs, and I think it would have been better when they're crashing the two weights, you know, to detect how much, energy there is, they should have used one blob of clay. Because it would have shown that, yes, 250s equal a 100. So this is just all, you know, there's nothing here. There will be no arguments coherent to anything I've really said in any of my videos. You're incapable of seeing what you're doing here. Do you not have even the slightest amount of self-awareness to understand your extreme bias? And my bias is built out of what? Yes, I do have a bias against religious people in the sense that I really don't trust somebody who's really religious when it comes to science. So I have to take all of that with a grain of salt, okay? I mean, Descartes even. You got to be a little careful. I mean, Newton was also religious, but at least it was a really wacky religion. But when somebody overtly says your science is too atheist, that's scary. Okay, when they start arguing that the public needs to hear a different story, you know, you're going to make the public into all a bunch of ungodly people with your evil atheist science. Well, that agenda sounds like a Muslim, okay? All right, bias and inability to judge things on an even playing field. So, I mean, this argument is just so easily just turned around and shoot the 2,000 joules right through your head, fuckhead. You're the obvious bigot, okay? I mean, it's obvious that you don't take any account that you don't have any evidence. Again, not repeating the Eddington experiment is a huge argument. I mean, 400 times better resolution from space. 400 times better. I don't even know how you can even understand how insanely huge that is. 400 times, you can see 400 times further. 400 times further eyesight. And they haven't done the experiment from space, and you don't need an eclipse. I mean, it's a great deal. How could they never take space up on the deal? Oh, you're giving me 400 times better resolution, and I don't need an eclipse, and I won't pick that curtain? I won't say, oh, yeah, give me one of those. Come on. You're the hypocrite. You're the liar. You're the shyster. You're the piece of shit trying to force crap down the throat of mankind. You're feeding mankind shit. Okay, you're the shit shover. Okay, there's literally nothing, and I mean nothing, that you will ever accept as evidence. It's just a complete lie, okay? And what did I have to do in this process is I had to go pick through all of this crap. I mean, you know, I didn't realize 10 years ago that you can defeat kinetic energy by just talking about levers. You know, that they sort of prove the point. I mean, they just obviously prove that a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour is the same as a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour because they'll sit there and oscillate on a lever all day long. Okay, That is contrary to your theory. So this is a lie. So you won't ever be able to show me this piece of evidence. So show me this glorious piece of evidence you have. This pristine, undeniable, beautiful piece of evidence. Show me a piece of evidence comparable to the Mythbuster piece of evidence against your theory. Show me anything comparable to that. Show me one fucking experiment comparable to that. And I'm the one who's had to point out, you know, Professor Lewin's experiment, for example, none of you did any fair examination. You didn't even bother to wonder, why is there a lump of clay over there? And then wonder, hey, you know what? There's a lump of clay over there, and there's supposed to be two lumps of clay on the other cart, and there's not even one. How can the cart weigh twice as much if it doesn't have no lump of clay on it, and it doesn't have twice as much the clay? That don't make no sense. How come you couldn't do that? All right, you are an excuse generator, crapping out endless deluded rationalizations. So that's what this is. Okay, but you don't crap anything. You just blow air. Okay, so there's just farting. You're not saying anything. You're not doing anything. You're not providing the link to your great evidence, and you're not providing any explanation for why you haven't repeated the Eddington experiment. You know, or why you won't diagram a lever and explain how levers are free energy devices. That makes perfectly good sense. I can take a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour in, I can make a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour out, and I can make double my energy. That's all I have to do. Just plow the 10-ton train into one side of the lever, shoot the 5-ton train out the other side of the lever, and I'm in the free energy business. That's your theory. And your counter-argument is what? Why won't that work? Why won't that happen in reality? Explain why that won't happen in reality. Explain why God won't let the 5-ton train leave at twice the velocity when, yay, God will. Okay. For why this can't possibly be true. No different than a flat earther. So, yes, I mean, it's just, again, in hindsight, you really are proud of these kind of arguments. That you really think you have evidence on your side. You really think you have repeated the Eddington experiment. And you really think you have done enough, mass to velocity relationship experiments that you have every good reason to be completely convinced that it's mv squared. Even though I just, you know, even though you have that obvious Mythbusters, you know, experiment that just seems, how the hell do we get around that? How the hell do you explain that? And here you are talking this shit. So in the face of really solid evidence saying, think again, or at least think some more, you don't care to think some more. You don't think to do a damn thing. You don't pause at all. You don't think there's any reason to pause and say, well, maybe I should find out why I think I'm right. Because, you know, it's not looking too good. My evidence isn't looking too good. Why can't I show Gary a link of the kinetic energy 2,000 joules being collected? Why can't I show him a link of the 5-ton train doing more work than the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour? Why can't I show him that video of it lighting more light bulbs and doing more stuff? Winning the tug of war. Decisively winning the tug of war. Why can't I show him that video? Oh, that's right, because it doesn't exist as evidence. And it really should. If your theory's right, all of this stuff should exist as evidence. But again, your theory can't be right, because if you could do any theoretical logical thinking, you'd understand levers can't be free energy machines, or we would all have one. We wouldn't have an oil crisis. We wouldn't have any kind of energy problem. We wouldn't have global warming, because we'd all just use our levers to do all of the work for us, because they would be free energy machines. Damn, I guess... You know, and you're insulting. I mean, you people are so fucking dishonest and so belligerently stupid and so against any kind of logical argument that you're worse than a flat earther. I mean, yes, they're saying something that's on its face is wrong and stupid, but you are showing a lack of character and an obnoxiousness to facts that is even more belligerently stupid than theirs, because theirs is just dishonesty for the fun of it. you're doing dishonesty seriously. You're doing it not for the fun of it. You're saying you're being a scientist. You're showing integrity. Flat earthers know they're not doing any of that. Oh, you're just disgusting people. The amount of projection and hypocrisy. So again, there's no evidence of any hypocrisy anyway. Okay, in your videos is legendary. So again, this is just mushy shit rhetoric. Doesn't mean a damn thing. Doesn't respond to any of the evidence. Doesn't explain why that goddamn experiment didn't turn out your way. Okay, you say Steven will just end up being a shit-talking, deluded asshole in the end. He's one right now. I'm just saying his legacy is going to be, he's going to prove it. It's going to be a proven fact. It's going to be just so obvious. He's going to be just a poster child for asshole. And it's going to be like, please, don't be one of these people. The future needs you to learn from his bad lesson. Don't be a fucktarded, shit-talking, jackass, lying sack of shit. And that's all he has been in this whole conversation. You don't think it's a lie for him to keep putting the word proof in his videos, for fuck's sake? These shitty, horrible, barely marginal experiments, and he keeps saying, I've proven it, it's a 100% proof, I've proven. You don't think that kind of horse shit just shows zero integrity? Zero? Okay. When that's exactly what you are, and what you will be, also be. Well, I have no fear of it, okay? I don't even have the tiniest bit of, there's just nothing. I have zero fear. Because, frankly, every piece of credible evidence is on my side, okay? I am fully confident that NASA knows full well that a bullet and a gun have the same energy. That they, one of them doesn't have 2,000 special joules of extra energy. All right, anyway. What you're doing here is absolutely pointless exercise. Yes, the truth is pointless to moron monkeys, okay? You're just such disgustingly stupid morons, okay? Your brains, your mothers were all fucking obviously whores, and your fathers were just cheating, lying sacks of shit because they raised you to be a liar and a scum who talks trash. You have no integrity. You have nothing to argue with. You have no facts. You're just a religious zealot, okay, out here insulting people. That's all you're doing. It's pathetic, and you think you're gonna scare me into, ooh, I have to reconsider because this shit talker who has no evidence and shows no integrity and loves liars and loves, you know, preposterous exaggeration and thinks that's good evidence. No, sorry, no sale, shithead. All right, that is 100% fact. Well, what do you want to bet? I'll bet my heart. Okay. Do you have the guts to stand up? I wish I could, we could have a duel to the death. Let's bet on it with something real. Okay. Because yeah, I'm quite confident you are the one who is wrong, 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 wrong. And I believe you're wrong for fucking hundreds of good reasons. There's not just one experiment that proves you wrong. Okay, you are wrong because you show no integrity, you show no willingness to throw a fact anywhere, you use words like hypocrite when you're the fucking disgusting hypocrite showing no integrity. I mean, it's just, you know, anyway. Your theory is hilariously wrong and doesn't even remotely match reality. Except that it does exactly that. It explains gravity, magnetism, electricity, photons, and energy. There, it does it all. And it does it all much simpler. And that is a fact. So again, you can lie all you want, but it's a fact that it works. It creates repulsion and attraction. It explains why charges move. It does all of that shit for brain and does it very, very efficiently. And that's a fact that you just lied about. All right. And you will never gain an ounce of recognition for it. Blah, 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 blah. This is 100% facts. And if it isn't, what do you lose? Oh, that's right. You're an anonymous coward who just typed shit as an anonymous coward. So that's one of the reasons why you can't be taken seriously, right? You're just a scumbag. This is one of the pieces of evidence because you don't even have the integrity to stand up like a man when you're going to insult somebody's mother. You're such a fucking coward. You write it on a piece of paper and drop it on the sidewalk and run away. Because you have no balls, you have no dick, you have no fucking integrity as a human being. You're a disgusting, weaselly coward. Oof. Okay, he does the same line. This is 100% fact. Oh, by the way, when I said 100 fact, it's because your website doesn't allow percent sign. Yeah, know why the website doesn't allow the percent sign? It's because assholes just like you who can't make arguments have to try to destroy things. They have to try to break them. They can't make an argument. They have to try to assassinate the enemy. They have to try to kill the enemy. Stab him in the neck. Stab. You know, that's all you zealots have. Okay, you're malicious little zealots. You can't make an argument. You can't do anything upright. You can't do anything stand up. You're a coward, a weaselly fucking coward, talking shit, okay, without any willingness to sign your name to it. You fucking piece of shit. Anyway, I mean, I should just insta-delete these kind of comments. The only the reason I leave this here is in case once in a while somebody might provide a link to an actual piece of evidence or something. So I really should just delete everything that doesn't have a piece of evidence connected to it. All right. I think it is not 100% fact. By all means, continue your nonsense and watch me, whoever you are. You. Who are you? You, the great crystal ball prognosticator of the future. No, sorry. Fail, asshole. Every day and every minute until the end of your life and for all eternity afterwards. Blah, blah, blah. This is my threat, okay? So I've already made this threat to you people, okay? This is what you're going to be. If the world, I will say to the future, listen, future, I mean, if you really are going to take it seriously that you made a huge mistakes, okay, you've created a world where liars and cheaters do win, you've broken any kind of justice and logic, you've shown no reverence for true intelligence or logic, and you have to fix all of that. And part of fixing it will be, yes, every now and then, we'll have to have a memorial day, and we'll all have to go to Stephen Breaux's fucking grave and piss on it. Okay, we'll have to soak the guilty in piss. That's part of recognizing your obligations to be careful, to do the right thing, to make sure the right things happen in the world, is that every now and then you have to point out, ooh, don't be like him. Yeah. Yeah. Every now and then you should pull Mengele out of his grave and rehang him. Okay, every now and then you should just do this as a ritual just to point out how we never want to go back. We don't ever want to be fooled by assholes again. Okay, all right. You are so wrong that you aren't even wrong. Oh, gee. Why don't you talk about taking my pills or something? I mean, you know, this is just so, now we're back to like internet 1942 jokes. You aren't even in the same ballpark, the same planet, the same galaxy. Yeah, right. And you don't have any evidence. You can't link to a single piece of credible evidence. Not a single piece of credible evidence. Not on the double slit, not on kinetic energy, not on bent photon light thingy, the Eddington experiment. Not on a single one of these subjects can you link to anything called credible evidence. I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. it's a little bit entertaining, I mean, I have to admit. Just because it's so desperate. It's so pitiful. All right. So, just in closing, let's go back to the Mythbusters. All right. Should be back. So, let's just play this little clip. So, this is where they do the... You know, the simulate the 100 mile an hour crash by 4 times the height. So they did a 50 mile an hour from 1/4 the height. Now they're 4 times higher. It's supposed to be 4 times the energy, but that ain't gonna happen.
1.6. Car hitting a wall at speed 2x in 3, 2, 1.
I think that's more.
I think that's a lot more.
Yep, and the measurements
Yes, exactly twice as much. So yes, if they put two pieces of clay on either side, then it would be half as much, because then it would be 250s. Oh, it's just, I mean, I'm still amazed that they're so stupid that they can't figure out that crushing two cars is like using two springs. Yes, you've got half the energy in one and half the energy in the other. If you want to know the real total energy, you have to have one spring, and one spring would do that and show that 250s equal 1/100. Yes, kind of obvious. But instead of being 1/4, it's 1/2. So kinetic energy, not so much. Okay, not showing itself, not even close to showing itself, like as far away from showing itself as it really could be. Like no room at all to believe. I mean, it's not even like, you know, it's 10% off or 15% off or no, there's 0% off. It shows exactly what would be expected if momentum was the truth. Twice the amount of energy, twice the velocity, twice the weight, twice the energy, twice the everything. It's all twos, two, 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 twice the amount of time, blah, blah, blah. And it is incredulous to believe that you people can see this and then say, I have nothing to concede. I still am a believer. Jesus is God. I mean, this is saying Jesus is not God. It's pretty clear. And you just keep preaching the bullshit. And it's pitiful. It's so tragic that there's so little honesty in you people. Again, it's not even that you have to be smart. You're just so fucking dishonest. It's really a good piece of evidence. It really needs to be explained. If you're going to argue it's not telling the truth, you have to explain why it's not telling the truth. But of course you can't, because you still can't explain a lever. How can a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour perfectly oscillate on a lever with a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour? How is it possible? If they don't have the same energy. Fuck. So anyway, I can only do my part here as a human being. All I can do is make reasonable arguments, and you know, that's all I can do. I can't force, again, the drinking of the logic water. I can't force you to have integrity. I can't force you to aspire to be better than you are. I can't force you to be decent and fair or anything good. And all I can do is point out that, yeah, it's pretty obvious they don't have any integrity at all. Because they won't stay on the subject. They won't respond to any of the arguments. Yep, the audience is a bunch of religious kooks, clearly. Zealots who don't care what principles they have to violate to preserve their principles. I don't care how many people I have to kill to preserve the principle that I shouldn't kill. You know, it's just, just horrible. All right, anyway, life on Earth, not something the intelligent want to do. So anyway, till the next time and such, this has been a draftphysics.com, debatephysics.com, but clearly you can see the tone of the debate. They just can't provide any evidence, they can't provide any counter-argument, they can't stay on the subject. It's just too fucking pitiful.